The Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Emmanuel Amakufibua, says the launch of the Navrongo solar plant is a clear opportunity for the country to increase renewable energy resources. Speaking on Behind the News, the Energy Minister said the implementation of an effective framework is, however, required to ensure that the project lasts long to the benefit of the people of Ghana. Mr. Bua spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
When we talk about renewable sources, especially solar, we are also talking about using it not only in educational institutions, but in health institutions. Using, for example, solar refrigeration, lighting, operating communication equipment in remote villages that would not have access to the national grid. And these are steps that we've taken. Already over 80 districts are benefiting. We have clear evidence that schools in very remote villages that have had access to solar and are able to use these solar panels have had clear improvement in educational score. And so we will continue to make sure that renewable sources of energy are real, real significant in our energy mix going.
Right, sir. But then let's revisit the issue of affordability. How is the government going to make solar energy affordable to the ordinary Ghanaian?
I think that the first thing that has to be done is what we've done, making sure there's a legal framework, making sure there's a framework in place to allow the growth of this sector. Renewable Energy Act calls for the passage, for example, of a renewable energy fund. This fund is going to help support the initial investment by individual private companies. Is going to help support this initial investment. It is also going to encourage and open a lot of opportunity for international support. But more importantly, there's clear incentives, tax breaks for a lot of people who assemble all of these renewable solar panels and others in Ghana. There's so much incentives. I talked about real estate developers who are going to have so much advantage and tax breaks. All of this cumulatively will help the initial cost bringing about solar. But we think it's a clear opportunity. We think our country has taken a very historic step. It is a first step again in the sub-region, and we are very determined to be leaders when it comes to renewable sources of energy in West.
Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Emmanuel Amakufibua.